Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, we have some breaking news regarding Trump and a new study done about him. And this is not only hilarious, but it also makes a lot of sense. So somebody went through Trump's first 100 days and they found out that Trump essentially has Biden derangement syndrome. If you don't know what that is, let me explain. This article reads, "Study shows Trump suffers from Biden derangement syndrome. Why won't President Donald Trump stop talking about his predecessor?" Now, if you've listened to Trump over the past few years, he keeps claiming that liberals or people on the left have something called Trump derangement syndrome, which he claims is a mental illness where you hate everything that Trump does. I would argue that people actually have TTDS, or like reverse Trump derangement syndrome, where they are able to endlessly fall over themselves to post hoc rationalize everything that Trump does, whether it's tariffs that nuke the economy or appointing a Fox News host that almost loses American lives. I mean, they will justify anything. But this reads, "A new analysis from NBC News shows that Trump has spoken about former President Joe Biden, his family, or his administration 580 times in public remarks or on social media posts since he took office." Now, all memes aside, I literally do think this relates back to Trump being a malignant narcissist who has to constantly push and deflect blame, who has to constantly protect his own image. I mean, listen to this. When Jeffrey Goldberg went to go meet with Donald Trump following Signalgate, listen to what Jeffrey Goldberg says, because this perfectly supports the idea that Trump has Biden derangement syndrome. Make sure you drop a like and listen to this.
What were your major takeaways from your visit inside President Trump? So
that's Jeffrey Goldberg on the right, by the way, of the famous group chat signal.
Oval Office.
My very first observation, and this happened repeatedly in the interview, we walk in and the first thing he says, apart from like, there's kind of like this knowing, like, oh my God, you're here, I'm here, how fun is this sort of thing. The first thing he said was, I bet Joe Biden would never do this. About six or eight times during the interview, he refers to Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't do this. Joe Biden is dumb. Joe Biden was sleepy, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's like truly odd. Like he's gone. It's like, you're the president. It's just this crutch. And you see it in all his speeches. That was noticeable.
That was incredibly noticeable. And you want to hear an interesting strategy piece? Over the past few months during my debate, I have stayed away from defending the Joe Biden legacy, and there's a reason why. I've spent the past 3 years of my career defending. Throughout the first 100 days of the Trump admin, it was our first chance to go on offense and to just attack and poke holes. So we've been completely, relentlessly talking about Trump, but now I am ready to go back to revert to defending Biden's admin. And trust me, I did that hundreds, maybe even 500 times to certain Trump supporters online and in debates. I was constantly defending Biden. And now it's time to do that again because it's easier than ever. Right now, we have supply chains on the verge of being frozen across the globe, which the average American family can't even spend $500 on an emergency. How the hell are they going to spend the extra $1,500 or $2,000 needed per year after tariffs freeze supply chains and drive the costs up of everything? I'll say it right now. I don't care. President Biden had an amazingly warm soul. He was compassionate. But even beyond that, his insane amount of experience in Washington allowed him to reach across the aisle and negotiate in a way that Trump could only dream of. Trump couldn't even dream of being the negotiator that Biden was, because Biden Biden knows that negotiation doesn't mean swinging your dick around. Sorry for the imagery. It doesn't mean being an absolute effing prick. It means actually reaching across the aisle, building long-term relationships with people. I mean, Biden was respected in Congress. There's a video out there of Lindsey Graham breaking down crying before Trump had compromat on him. Lindsey Graham was breaking down crying, saying Biden is one of the most compassionate people he's ever met. And that's incredibly, incredibly true. But yeah, even beyond the compassion, Biden was incredibly politically effective. And he passed multiple landmark pieces of legislation that helped the economy. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has frozen the supply chains and almost nuked the economy in his first 100 days. The reason I'm drawing the comparison and talking so much about Biden right now is because Trump has genuine, literal Biden derangement syndrome. In comparison, listen to this. A new analysis from NBC News shows that Trump has spoken about former President Joe Biden or his admin 580 times in public remarks. In comparison, NBC News reported that Biden invoked Trump just 29 times during the first 100 days of his presidency. Trump has repeatedly tried to blame Biden for nearly all of the woes he has encountered since being sworn into office, including the high cost of eggs, inflation, immigration, and the economy. He rarely misses an opportunity to denounce Biden, who has remained mostly out of the public eye since leaving office in January. And listen to this. America may be well on its way to forgetting Joe Biden, but its president isn't. And really quickly, we're not messing around here. We just started a petition to have Trump studied for Biden derangement syndrome because the mainstream media is failing to hold Trump accountable. They're failing to even cover Trump's numerous cognitive slip-ups. So we're going to start a petition. We're going to see how many signatures we can get. We've done a few before where we've broken 500 to 1,000 signatures. So click the first link in the description and sign this petition. Again, first link in the description. Sign the petition to have Trump studied for Biden derangement syndrome. Thank you, guys. As he nears his 100th day in office, Trump has invoked his predecessor with a persistence that suggests the two are in the final throes of a bitter campaign, but they aren't and won't be ever again. Never again. Biden pulled his name off the 2024 ballot, but for Trump, there is a certain political upside in making Biden a perpetual boogeyman. You know, Republicans are really good at that, creating boogeymen over the course of a decade, whether it's Hillary Clinton or George Soros, they really hammer home the boogeymen. As children pushed their pink and yellow eggs at the White House annual Easter egg roll, Trump mingled with the crowd and mocked Biden over an incident that many may have forgotten, if they were ever aware of it at all. 3 years ago, Biden hosted the Easter egg roll and was redirected at one point by an aide dressed in a bunny costume. Quote, "Do you remember the bunny with Joe Biden?" Trump said. "Do you remember when the bunny took Joe Biden out? He's not taking Trump out." At that point, a costume bunny standing alongside shook its head in agreement. You know, Trump says this, but over the past 48 hours, we've seen clips of him switching up Harlem and Harvard. You guys saw that clip, right? Let me know in the comment section. We've seen clips of him totally not understanding where certain countries are. This dude doesn't even have a fundamental understanding of how the government works. In the statement for an article, White House spokesperson Liz Houston also invoked Biden and the work Trump has done moving on in the predecessor's administration. Quote, "President Trump has spent the first 3 months of his presidency cleaning up the disasters created by Joe Biden, blah, 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 absolute political BS that they spew. In his Oval Office meeting with Prime Minister Keir Starmer in February, the topic turned to the war between Russia and Ukraine. After he laid blame on Biden, Trump said it pained him to say as much. Quote, I hate to say that about somebody that just sat here before me, but he did a terrible, terrible job. He then called Biden pathetic, sad, a disaster, incompetent, and the worst president in history. Biden had, quote, no clue, quote, he didn't know he was alive. I cannot wait for Biden's legacy to only get more and more cemented as great over the next 4 years, as Trump shows you what the lack of leadership looks like in the Oval Office, as Trump shows you what dropping the ball repeatedly looks like. NBC political contributor Steve Bannon wrote, quote, the idea of Biden derangement syndrome really never caught on as a phenomenon during Biden's term, but to the extent that ailment exists, there's reason to believe his successor has contracted a virulent strain which has gone completely untreated. Trump may be trying to persuade voters that the flailing stock market and rising concerns of a recession are not his fault, but Biden's. However, polls show that Americans are not buying Trump's excuses. When asked who was responsible for the state of the economy, 54% of respondents in a CBS News poll said it was Trump's policies. Another 21% said it was Biden's, and I think I'll leave it at that. Trump is responsible for whatever happens from here on out and anything that's happened over the past 100 days. You can argue even longer. Trump wanted to play shadow president and have meetings with world leaders before he was even in office, but now he doesn't want to take credit for the stock market. Either way, I'll leave it at that. Again, I love you guys. Thank you for helping us build this amazing movement as a resistance to the second Trump administration. The resistance was crucial during the first Trump admin to hold him accountable. And during the second admin, we will do the same, relentlessly covering everything that happens, oftentimes faster and more responsibly than mainstream media. So thank you all. See you in the next video. Peace out.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.